I don't know John Kelly or Mr. Warren, but I've got a comment for you. It's kind of lonely being on the cutting edge, isn't it? My name is Mike Redman. I'm an attorney. I've been here for 20 years now, and I support the concept of the channels for a couple of reasons. One of them is professionally. The second is personally. Professionally, I'm one of the persons who's responsible for hiring attorneys to come to work at our law firm. And we recruit nationwide at 22 universities throughout the United States. And it's very difficult to look at a graduate from Harvard University or the University of Virginia and to convince them to move to Tulsa, Oklahoma. And it's not that they want a bigger city to live in, but they want a city that is forward-thinking as opposed to being stagnant. And don't get me wrong, I am one of Tulsa's biggest cheerleaders. I love this city very, very much, and I'm one of its biggest advocates. But it is difficult to look at these people and tell them how much there is to do as opposed to how much there isn't to do when they look at other cities. On a personal level, as I said, I love this city. But over the last 20 years, many of my friends have moved to other cities. They've moved to Houston, moved to Austin, they moved to Dallas, San Diego, Detroit. We see companies leave the state, whether it's Citgo or Conoco or Phillips, they've been leaving the state. And I've begun to realize that Tulsa is a dying city. And it's very sad that it's a dying city. The status quo is not acceptable for us to move forward. We have to look at something bold, something that's going to make people want to come to Tulsa as a destination, as opposed to a stop merely on a destination someplace else. I saw that Mr. Hitch was here earlier, and I think he has some legitimate points to be made. Let's look at Riverside Development. But Mr. Hicks, my question to you is, when can we expect a presentation from you similar to this?